This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Highway fatalities are up more than 20% this year. So far, there have been 43 fatalities, including 10 motorcyclists and 5 pedestrians. What's happening on Vermont roads, and how are Vermont highway safety officials planning to deal with this situation? Scott Davidson is the state's highway safety program chief. I asked him why he thinks the number of overall fatalities is higher this year than in previous years.
It's always hard to tell exactly and pinpoint what would cause the increase in fatalities. But what we do know is that the economy has improved. And with an improved economy and lower gas prices, there's more highway miles being traveled. Sales of vehicles is up. Gas prices are down. More road miles being covered. That's more people on the road traveling more mileage. It just increases the risk of crash or fatality. Other than the economy, weather certainly plays a contributing factor as well. In Vermont, we have 4 seasons, and in those 4 seasons, they can vary from year to year in the severity. For example, this last winter was fairly mild. By spring breaking earlier, that's more road mileage and more time that bikes, peds, and motorcycles get out on the road. It's a longer season. The longer season, more vulnerable users, we see a spike in pedestrians and motorcycles, which we did early this spring. And that is just really based on getting out earlier in the year because the weather was milder. And when the roads are clear, the speeds increase. So I think contributing factor certainly is related to weather and how severe our winter is.
And if we look at some of the factors, we see that in more than half of the cases, the fatalities are caused in situations where the person was not wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, and more than half folks have not been wearing seatbelts. And in this year as well, we've seen about a 50% case of speed being a contributing factor to our fatal crashes, as well as impaired driving.
So for a number of years, you've had public education campaigns about the importance of wearing a seatbelt. Does more need to be done in this area, or do you just accept the fact that some people are never going to wear a seatbelt?
Well, we'd like to think that our education efforts and what we're doing does help and is going to encourage folks to wear seatbelts. We have done a very robust campaign for education here in the state of Vermont. Just in the last year alone, we did messaging with vulnerable users, motorcycles, pedestrians, bicyclists, as well as work zone campaigns. You remember the Twilight Zone campaign that we ran recently. We did seatbelt messaging. We've been providing educational material for child passenger safety. We did a speed radio ad that we ran throughout the summer, the high speed months. We also recently put out a distracted driving message, which I think was very powerful. And finally, throughout the year, we do a significant amount of impaired driving messaging to include drug driving, holiday, Super Bowl, prescriptions. And more recently, we have been encouraging Vermonters to come up with a plan prior to hitting the highway if they anticipate that there may be alcohol involved and they may be drinking, to have a plan prior to going out. You know, we plan reservations, we plan a babysitter, but let's plan a ride home as well.
So currently there's secondary enforcement of the state seatbelt law. So this means that a law enforcement officer must have another reason to pull you over in order to write you a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt. Would it be helpful if lawmakers considered passing a primary enforcement law?
Yes, no question. I think the risk of getting caught is certainly a deterrent. I look at it more as an educational, as being a retired law enforcement officer myself. When a law enforcement officer makes a decision on whether or not to write a ticket, they're making a decision based on whether or not a ticket, a warning, is going to suffice to change the behavior. And in so many cases, as a secondary law, we stop a vehicle. And let's say we stop the vehicle for speed, and that's what the driver is taking away, or a taillight violation, or illegal left turn, or something to that effect. We want to make sure that the message that's taken away is you need to wear a seatbelt.
So it seems like excessive speed is another key factor in a number of the fatalities this year. You know, right now, if you drive on the interstate in the right lane at 70 miles an hour, almost everybody is whizzing by you. The interstate is kind of like a racetrack. And at the same time, I wonder if that situation spills over to some of the smaller secondary roads where people are speeding as well. Is it my imagination, or are people driving faster?
I don't have any data to suggest they are driving faster, but anecdotally, it seems to be what people are taking away from their personal observations. We're certainly hearing a lot more about it through media, and it's a big piece. And when we know that half of the fatal crashes so far this year have been speed-related, that in itself should send us a message to slow down.
So how do you get people to slow down?
From a behavioralist perspective, I would say that that'd be through education and enforcement. It's a combination of both. I think we can educate folks upon the risk of what would happen if they do speed, and at the same time, provide a consequence for when they do through enforcement.
Another key factor in some of these fatalities involves driver impairment because of alcohol or drugs. What do you think is the most effective way to deal with this issue? Is this another public education campaign?
I think a multifaceted approach to impaired driving is really the best way to go. And that could be through education and continuing to do the same messaging, letting folks know that there is a consequence. You will be arrested if you do drive impaired. We also want folks to know the risks of what would happen if they do drive impaired and what could happen. And then finally, I think there's a treatment piece. One of the programs that we are funding right now is DUI Treatment Court. And we are looking at other forms of way to help folks be successful after being arrested for DUI to make sure that doesn't become a recidivism and that it doesn't happen in the future. And we are looking at many different countermeasures, hopefully, to employ to help reduce that risk.
So, Scott, if I look at the statistics, I see that more than half of all fatalities involve the lack of a seatbelt use. About half of them are cases of driver impairment due to alcohol and or drug use, and about half of them are because of speed or aggressive driving. So that tells me that a number of accidents are actually a combination of these factors. So does that pose yet an additional problem?
The combination of speed, impaired driving, and not wearing a seatbelt is deadly, and that's proven here in the statistics and proven in the numbers that we see every year. And it's been a consistent number. This is not unique to the state of Vermont. Every state in the union faces the same exact message, and that's if you drive impaired, you speed, and you don't wear your seatbelt, it's got deadly consequences.
Let's talk for a moment about distracted driving. A lot of this involves the use of handheld electronic devices like cell phones. Despite a state law prohibiting these devices, it seems like a fair number of people are still using them. Is it just really hard to enforce this law?
No, we're certainly enforcing it. Law enforcement is out, and they're issuing tickets for this violation. I think one of the factors to consider, if we take a look at the early 1970s, seatbelt use rate in the state of Vermont was in its 20s. We're at 86% right now. And we began messaging throughout that period of time, Vince and Larry, and wear your seatbelt. And it took a good decade before those numbers rose to 86. We're not going to get there overnight. We need to continue to remain vigilant. We need to continue with enforcement. We need to continue with education. And ultimately, we need to change a culture.
Scott Davidson is the Highway Safety Program Chief for the state of Vermont. Scott, many thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you.